Horror films are not for everybody. There's usually blood, gore, fear. Tanana Reeve Dhu is a writer who says that she became a fan of horror because her mother was. Not a horror, but a fan.
You know, she was watching Creature Features on Saturday in afternoons. The Mummy.
Is it dead or alive?
The Fly.
The Fly is on its way.
The Mole People.
The bloodlusty mole people storming from their subterranean caverns.
Ms. Dhu is African-American, and she noticed that she rarely saw African-Americans in horror films unless they were something to be feared or in a very particular role.
You are the comic relief. You're the first to die. The idea of someone who's a spiritual guide who doesn't really have their own life. They only exist to give you wisdom as the white protagonist.
You too have a purpose, Mia, to protect your family.
There are exceptions, including horror films by black directors, 1972's Blackula to 2017's blockbuster Get Out from Jordan Peele. A new documentary, Horror Noir, A History of Black Horror, touches on those films and more. Tanana Reeve Dhu is an executive producer.
If you look through history, you'll see, oh, but there are also other filmmakers who didn't get Jordan Peele's level of success, who have also been grappling with using horror as a way to reflect our real-life horrors back at us, kind of through a funhouse mirror, and engage with them.
We asked Tanana Reeve Dhu to give us three movies from the documentary that she considers films you must watch.
Ganja and Hess from 1973 is this very thoughtful, well-shot, well-acted film, an art film almost really, starring Dwayne Jones fighting this blood addiction.
He's a victim. He's addicted to blood.
And it's about the connection to Africa and African mythology and the blood and the addiction and class and all these issues. And it's just such a hidden gem because for years it was literally hidden in a vault. But now Ganja and Hess is back out in its original form and viewers can see it for themselves. So for a lot of people who might not have ever heard of a black horror film before, Get Out, a lot of people will say, oh, yes, I remember Tales from the Hood. That was Rusty Cundiff's film from 1995.
Now, your most terrifying nightmare and your most frightening reality are about to meet on the streets.
It's using the supernatural not to be as the evil in the film, but the supernatural is the force of good. So the film touches on police brutality. It has to do with a racist politician whose slogan is an original American, isn't it about time? And there are so many themes that just echo things that we're hearing about today. But the only difference is that we don't have the voodoo dolls in real life to exact vengeance. The final recommendation, in some ways you might consider it a drama, Eve's Bayou. And it's a very difficult story about a father who's having several affairs. His young daughter is well aware of the affairs. It's kind of an open secret in this all-black community. And it's what happens sort of when she discovers what he's up to. There are gentle touches of the supernatural and references to voodoo.
How do you kill someone with voodoo? Do you just wish real hard that they were dead? Or do you have to do something special?
And the rage that it brings and builds up in her is a kind of a loss of innocence. But the heart of the horror in Eve's Bayou is happening in the home, in the bosom of the family.
Three black horror film recommendations from Tanana Reeve Dhu. She's an executive producer of the new horror documentary, Horror Noir. You can see it on the streaming service, Shudder.